Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Fabian Gafka. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting 7th. The catcher, Benny Hoffman. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills bunts towards first. Davis fields the ball and throws to Hildebrand covering. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mills. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Carey applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Gafka picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gafka. Knickerbocker scores. Davis moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Davis. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Markham reaches second base with a double. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Markham scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gafka hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Markham hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Mills reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Huffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gafka hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Hildebrand moves to third. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Hildebrand. Knickerbocker moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West strikes out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Davis moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Clift moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Bell moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Huffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Markham hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mills hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Fritz Ostermüller now pitching. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Huffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gafka strikes out. 1 out. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Moberg. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into right field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. McNair moves to third. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carey catches it and throws to first to double up D'Alessandro. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.